Hey there. Welcome back. This is Bailey D's Weekly Top 5. Thanks for tuning in again this week. I got 5 brand new songs to show you this week, and we're going with rock again because I just can't seem to get away from it, and I'm not going to apologize for it because I love rock music. But we are going with a different type of rock. It's going to be 80s hair band rock music, right? So we're going to throw it back. We're going to have some AC/DC in there, Motley Crue, you know the deal. But before we get started, I want to say that I definitely got some help picking out this week's songs because my brain, I just couldn't. Sometimes I get into one of those writer's blocks and I'm like, oh my God, I've forgotten every song that I've ever listened to in my whole life. So a special shout out to a very, very close friend of mine, Victoria, for helping me. She's always been a connoisseur of this type of music and I love her forever for that. So thank you so much for helping me out this week. I hope that you guys enjoy it, but we're going to dive right into it. So coming in at number 5, we have Shook Me All Night Long by the one, the only AC/DC. Absolute classic, right? Like, I feel like there are kids now just getting into high school that know this song by heart. I mean, it's just one of those things that especially in the area that we live, this is a very important song. You hear it at every street dance. Anytime there's a DJ, a wedding dance, whatever it is, they play this song. You got that one old guy who's had maybe a few too many beers. He gets out in the middle of the dance floor, does the guitar solo, or maybe you've been that person. But this song is like a staple in American society, if you ask me my opinion. But let's get into some song facts here. So this song was the first AC/DC single featuring new lead singer Brian Johnson on the album Back in Black. He replaced Bon Scott, who died February 19th of 1980 from alcohol poisoning. You Shook Me All Night Long placed number 10 on VH1's list of the 100 greatest songs of the 80s. It was also number 1 on VH1's top 10 AC/DC songs. Guitar World placed You Shook Me All Night Long at number 80 on their 100 greatest guitar solos list. In 2021, it ranked number 287 on Rolling Stone's top 500 greatest songs of all time. And now I know at least the last couple top fives I've mentioned that Rolling Stone's list of the greatest songs of all time. So eventually I want to do a top five about, or, you know, just in reference to the 500 greatest songs of all time, because honestly, it just seems super relevant to what this whole deal is. But we're going back to the music because I'm so sick of being in this room, it's not even funny. So coming in at number 4, we have Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. This before, but rock music is kind of, you know, it's a very important thing in my life. It's something that I really very much enjoy. So making these lists with only 5 songs in them is so incredibly hard because there's so much of this music that I absolutely love, but not all of it fits together. And so, I mean, I guess that just makes for future top fives. But the reason I bring this up is because growing up, I don't remember listening to any Motley Crue songs, but the thing that really got me into Motley Crue was their movie that they released on Netflix a couple years back called The Dirt. And if you've watched it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a phenomenal movie. It's definitely a little bit, you know, we'll just say not very family friendly. But if you've watched this movie, you definitely know what I'm talking about. After watching this, I got way more into Motley Crue music. I feel like that just happens once you know more about an artist or, you know, a famous person or whatever. You just feel more invested in it, more connected, whatever it is. But definitely a great movie. I know that this isn't what this is about, but should definitely go watch that movie if you have not. But we're going to get into some song facts about this one. So Kickstart My Heart was released on their 1989 album, Dr. Feelgood, released as the album's second single in 1989. Kickstart My Heart reached number 27 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the United States in early 1990. In a 2015 interview, Motley Crue bassist Nikki Sixx related the origins of Kickstart My Heart, which he wrote while the band was already working on Dr. Feelgood. Sixx was playing acoustic guitar in his house while scribbling words on a piece of paper. When the group's former manager read the words, he encouraged Sixx to share it with the rest of the band. Sixx was reluctant, but eventually did show the band, and the track came together pretty quickly. The phrase Kickstart My Heart supposedly refers to Sixx's overdose incident where a paramedic injected his heart with adrenaline. Guns N' Roses drummer Steven Adler disputes the accuracy of the story, saying he revived Sixx before the paramedics arrived. The introduction is a classic example of a Floyd Rose bridge trick in which Mick Mars drops three consecutive strings, resulting in a sound similar to a motorcycle shifting gears. The song's ending features a prominent example of talkbox effects. So all in all, really cool song. I'm not sure if it's exactly my favorite Motley Crue song, but I felt like it fit pretty good with the other four songs I have in this week's top five. So if you think that there would have been a better Motley Crue song, feel free to leave me a comment. I would love to hear some of your input. But we're moving on to number three, and coming in at number three is probably our most controversial pick for this top five, but we're doing it anyways. 18 and Life by Skid Row. The streets of social reality. 18 in Life is a song by American heavy metal band Skid Row. It was released in June of 1989 as the second single from their self-titled debut album. The power ballad is the band's biggest hit, reaching number 4 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and number 11 on the Billboard Album Rock Tracks chart. It was certified gold by the RIAA on September 13th of 1989, when it sold 500,000 copies. The song also charted number 12 on the UK singles chart, number 6 in Canada, and number 5 in Ireland. So when I was putting this playlist together, there was a Skid Row song that I had in mind, my number one favorite Skid Row song of all time, probably everyone's from that era as well. But it just didn't fit like I wanted it to, so I'm going to save it for a future top five. So if you're curious on what it is, I guess you're just going to have to stay tuned, because I promise you it will be coming up here eventually. I'm hoping that when people listen to this, they either get reminded of some music or they're introduced to some different music, because I know plenty of my friends would have no idea what this song is. But I also know a lot of people that would be reminded of this song and go, oh my God, yeah, Skid Row, oh, this high school, oh, blah, blah, blah. That's us next, guys. So just, you know, be prepared for that. You know, all of our parents and stuff talking about, oh, high school, oh, things were different. But we're up next for that. Like, it's happening right now. So you better take it easy on the older people, because it's going to be us so soon. I'm not ready for it at all. But anyways, moving on to number 2, and this is one of my all-time favorites. Coming in at number 2, we have Flying High Again by the Prince of Darkness himself, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
The song title and the lyrics of the song didn't make it completely obvious. The song is about drug use, a subject Ozzy Osbourne knows very well. Until he went completely sober in 1991, Ozzy spent a lot of time under the influence. The lyrics, however, were written mostly by Bob Daisley, who was Ozzy's bass player and lyricist. Daisley said it was inspired by a time when he was playing in Australia, and he got into a discussion about drugs with a straight fellow. Although it was a big part of his life, few of Ozzy's songs are about drugs. Road to Nowhere from 1991 is about his life before he went sober, and two songs he did with Black Sabbath were about drugs, Snowblind and Sweetleaf. But honestly, it doesn't matter if it's about drugs or not. It's just, I'm not going to be able to explain it to you, which is going to make me so angry, but I really do genuinely just love this song. Maybe it's just Ozzy. Maybe he just gives off that vibe that makes you just want to like rock out to his music. I don't know, but it's a great, great song. There's another really good one by Ozzy that I really wanted to put on this week's top five, but again, it just didn't fit with the vibe that I was going for. But it does fit with the vibe of the other Skid Row song that I want to put on. So, guys, I'm coming up with brand new top fives in the middle of finishing a new one, which is kind of insane. I'm a person of many talents. What can I say? But anyways, oh, my God, that was so cringy. We're moving on to number one. Coming in at number one, we have Come On, Feel the Noise by Quiet Riot. So you know how we all have those songs that we feel like we've known forever? You don't ever remember hearing them for the first time or even how you know them. It's just like it was embedded in your brain from the moment you were born. You just know this song. Well, this is one of those songs for me. Come On, Feel the Noise by Quiet Riot is a song that I have no recollection of hearing for the first time or even how I, you know, got to know it. It's just something that's been with me like all the way. So I can't even go back and be like, oh, I remember the first time I heard this song and this is what it means to me and blah, blah, blah. Because I'm not sure. It's just like it was like embedded in my DNA when I was born. I just know this song. But that's just kind of how I grew up, you know, in the car seat. Listening to rock music because that's what was relevant. That's what my parents listened to, and that's just how it went. But I really, really do genuinely like this song. Obviously, I'm a little bit biased because of what I just told you. But I feel like it's a good spot for number one. I love the way Quiet Riot redid this song. And hey, this is a pretty good lead-in. I bet most of you didn't know that this is actually not an original Quiet Riot song. This was a song by the English rock band Slade, which was released in 1973 as a non-album single. It was written by lead vocalist Noddy Holder and bassist Jim Lee, and produced by Chaz Chandler. It reached number one in the UK singles chart, giving the band their fourth number one single, and remained in the chart for 12 weeks. And now again, we're talking about Slade here. This isn't even Quiet Riot yet. In 1983, American heavy metal band Quiet Riot covered the song. Their version went on to reach number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 in November of 1983 and helped their album Metal Health become a number 1 hit. The song's success drew nationwide attention to the 1980s Los Angeles metal scene and also helped to break Slade belatedly into the U.S. in 1984 after signing a deal with CBS. The song was certified gold by the RIAA, and in 2002, Quiet Riot's version of Come On, Feel the Noise was ranked number 80 on VH1's 100 Greatest One-Hit Wonders. In 2009, VH1 also ranked it number 41 on the Best Hard Rock Songs of All Time. And now when doing my research on this song, I found out that there was a little bit of, let's just call it, it's not conflict, but we'll call it conflict for lack of a better term, between Slade and Quiet Riot for this. It's mostly just petty BS, honestly. They're beating around the bush with their statements on what they say about it. But basically, Slade is like, yeah, we're like super pissed off that they did this song and it did like so good and they got all this recognition for it. But it's our song. And Quiet Riot's like, hey, man, we paid you a decent amount of money to be able to record this song. So like a deal's a deal. No, like you got your cut of money. Like, get out of my face about it. But it's hilarious. I think Hollywood drama is so funny because they always, they can't say what they really want to say. Like, hey, man, I think you're a great APOS for doing this. They got to be like, yeah, goodwill to them. Like, it's just so funny to me. But if you want to read the full story or just the quotes that I got, I'll leave it in the description below so you can go through that. And again, I want to thank you for tuning in. You can vote on your favorite song from the top 5 lineup this week. Leave me your comments if there was songs that I left out that I should have put in. And future top 5s, if you have some ideas for some songs that you want to hear, anything really. I mean, you send me your song requests, I'll get them sent directly to me. Don't worry, nobody else is going through them. But yeah, it's all over there, right where you're listening to this right now, if you're still listening anyways. But again, thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed it. And on that note, I'll see you next week.